This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Assam, the flood situation aggravated further during the last 24 hours as it spread to five more districts, and over 5 lakh people are now reeling under the deluge. Across 21 districts, more than 1,250 villages of 64 revenue circles have been affected by flood, and over 12,600 hectares of crop area has been damaged across the state. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 11 people have lost their lives due to the devastating floods and landslides in the state so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma over phone and inquired about the current flood situation in the state. The Prime Minister expressed concern and assured full support from the central government for relief and rehabilitation efforts. Chief Minister Sarma said in a social media post that he briefed the Prime Minister on the current situation and the relief operation being undertaken. The Prime Minister also spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation in North Sikkim after a massive landslide struck the army camp at Chaten in Lachen. Mr. Tamang extended his gratitude for the Prime Minister's concern. India reaffirmed its commitment to inclusive, sustainable and future-ready digital development during the 11th BRICS Communications Ministers meeting held in Brasilia, Brazil. During the meeting held yesterday, Minister of State for Communications, Dr. Pema Sani Chandrasekhar, presented India's Digital Public Infrastructure, DPI, as a global benchmark for inclusive and transformative digital governance. He highlighted the pivotal role of flagship initiatives like Aadhaar and the Unified Payments Interface, UPI, in advancing universal and meaningful connectivity. As part of India's continued efforts under Operation Sindoor and in line with its principled and resolute stand against terrorism, multiple all-party delegations are visiting countries across the globe. The delegations are engaging with foreign leaders, senior officials, influential think tanks, media and the Indian diaspora as part of their international outreach. The delegation led by BJP MP Bejayant Panda returned to the country this morning after a successful visit to Algeria, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait and Bahrain. Two more delegation teams are scheduled to return later today. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, Bejayant Panda termed the tour as very successful, noting that the countries they visited have taken clear steps against terrorism. He said these nations understand India's concerns and do not require any justification.
भारत की इतिहास ऐसी है कि हमें जस्टिफिकेशन देने की जरूरत नहीं है. हम वो देश हैं जो हजारों साल तक दुनिया के बहुत सारे जगहों से जो पीड़ित लोग उनको आश्रय दिए हैं. हम अहिंसा के देश हैं जिसमें भारत का न्यू नॉर्मल कि हम आतंकवादी हिंसा को जरूर रिटेलिएट करेंगे और माप कर बिल्कुल प्रिसाइज तरफ से रिटेलिएट करेंगे.
Meanwhile, the all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor held high-level meetings with senior leaders and officials in Brazil. The delegation will now travel to the United States for the final leg of its visit. Speaking to the media, Mr. Tharoor said the schedule in Washington includes meetings with a wide range of government officials, legislators, senators, congressmen, influential think tanks, media representatives and committees in both the House and the Senate, along with some public engagements.
And in Washington, we have meetings set up with the entire range of public opinion in Washington, government officials, and legislators, that is senators and congressmen, various committees in the House and the Senate, think tanks who are very influential in Washington, particularly those focusing on foreign policy, media. It's a challenging environment. America is a very crowded media space. It's the world news generator. And for them, therefore, our story may not be top of the mind. But if we can get the attention of those who care about South Asia, those who care about India, those who care about terrorism, we can get our message across.
At the Indonesia Open 2025, India's top shuttler PV Sindhu has won her opening match, defeating Nozomi Okuhara of Japan 22-20, 21-23, 21-15. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.5% down in afternoon trade today amid weak global cues following tariff uncertainties and geopolitical concerns. And with that, we end this news bulletin.